VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The Russian Defense Ministry says, quote, hostile actions by Israeli fighter jet pilots have led to Syrian air defense systems shooting down a Russian military reconnaissance plane. 15 people on the plane were killed. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Russian Defense Ministry says the aircraft was brought down by a Syrian missile over the Mediterranean, killing all 15 people on board. Moscow blames Israel for the crash, saying the plane was caught in the crossfire as four Israeli fighters attacked targets in northwestern Syria. An official says the Israeli pilots had been using the Russian aircraft as a shield and had pushed it into the line of fire of the Syrian defense. Both the Israeli military and Israel's foreign ministry are declining to comment on the Russian account of what took place in the skies over northwestern Syria on Monday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And on Tuesday, the Israeli military blamed the militant Hezbollah group and Iran for shooting down the plane. China said Tuesday it will retaliate against President Trump's decision to raise tariffs on some of its imports. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
In the latest trade war tit-for-tat, China says it will swiftly retaliate against American exporters, a move that stands to hurt U.S. farmers and other U.S. companies selling products to China. This after the Trump administration said it will begin taxing $200 billion in Chinese goods starting Monday. The target list is huge, ranging from purses to rattan mats to burglar alarms to bicycles. Trump says the tariffs are designed to force China to change a range of unfair trade practices. The two countries already had import taxes on $50 billion worth of each other's products. I'm Julie Walker.
The tariffs are to rise to 25% at the end of this year. This is VOA News. President Trump has ordered the Justice Department to declassify documents related to the investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Information to be made public includes FBI surveillance warrants of a former Trump campaign advisor and FBI interviews with a high-ranking official at the U.S. Department of Justice. The U.N. Independent International Fact-Finding Mission on Myanmar says Myanmar's top military command should be prosecuted for genocide against the Rohingya people in Rakhine State. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The report by the UN fact-finding mission presents in searing detail what it describes as crimes that shock the human conscience. It says its year-long investigation has uncovered credible evidence that the Myanmar military has committed the most serious crimes under international law. Marzuki Darusman, leader of the mission, says the killings, gang rapes of women and girls, the burning and looting of homes, and other atrocities in Rakhine State were well-planned. He says they were part of a deliberate attack on a specific civilian population, the Rohingya.
Thousands of parents are withdrawing their children from schools in the English-speaking regions of Cameroon after armed men attacked and wounded dozens of people. Separatists fighting for the independence of the English-speaking regions of Cameroon had warned parents not to send their children to school. The separatists said they could not assure the safety of the children. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzuka has this report from the southwestern part of the country.
At least 70 schools have been torched since crisis began in Cameroon English-speaking regions in 2016, when teachers and lawyers protested the overbearing use of the French language in the bilingual country. Separatists took over and requested the creation of an English-speaking state, and the government declared war on them. At least 300 people, including 130 soldiers and the police, have been killed.
South Africa's top court has legalized the use of marijuana for private personal use. The South African Constitutional Court announced its unanimous judgment on Tuesday. A lower court had decriminalized the use of cannabis by adults in their homes. The ruling was opposed by several government agencies, including the Health and Justice Ministries. They said the drug has, quote, harmful effects. The court then ordered Parliament to write new laws to reflect its ruling, which also allows people to grow cannabis for personal use. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.